Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to PainReliefRadio.com. This is your host, Catherine Merrow, the Pain Relief Coach. Today is Thursday, March 4th, and we're broadcasting live from beautiful sunny Michigan, the Great Lakes State, again. It's just amazing to me how it seems to be sunny almost every Thursday here. I did find an older radio show, though, where I talked about it being cloudy. So I know that at least sometimes it's cloudy, but most of the time it's sunny. Sunny on Thursday because I'm here with you. Today we're going to be talking about foot pain. What are the causes and how can you get natural relief? Today's sponsor is FootSmartStore.com. www.FootSmartStore.com. Do you have pain in your feet? There can be many causes, but sometimes the cause is not the obvious thing. If your doctor takes an x-ray of your feet or foot, he may see a bone spur in an x-ray. But is that actually the cause of your foot pain? Well, sometimes it is. And sometimes it's a large bony protuberance, like a bunion sometimes grows, or the bone has become very enlarged and painful. So sometimes it is, but a lot of times it's not. You can have bone spurs and have no pain at all. If doctors took x-rays of most of us on almost any part of our body, they'd say, oh, you have a bone spur there. Do we all have pain all over the place? No, we do not. Most often, the responsible party for your foot pain is your muscles. It could be the muscles in your foot themselves. Could be the muscles in your calf. You have calf muscles. Could be your shin muscles in the front of your lower leg. All of your toe tendons or attachments run up into your shin, almost to your knee. So it could be the muscles in your shin, could be the toe attachments. Could even be your powerful gluteal muscles, your butt muscles. Any of these muscles can act by themselves, or several of them can all get in the act together to cause pain in your feet. Sometimes the best thing to do until you resolve your foot pain and it goes away is to support your feet with good shoes and socks. Why did I say good socks? Because socks make a difference, too. Arch supports can get rid of a lot of your foot pain. How do they do that? Well, if you used to have an arch and you don't have much of an arch anymore, if you have a flat foot on one or both feet, that can strain the muscles in your arch, in your own natural arch. So wearing an arch support or a shoe that is made for people who pronate, that's what people are called who don't have much of an arch when they walk. They're flat-footed. Those good arch support shoes or arch supports that go into your shoes can help lift your arch again, help your foot feel happier, and help your whole body feel happier. And when I'm talking about arch supports, I don't mean the little flat cushy things that go in the bottom of your shoe. You might want those or need those too, but that's not what I mean. We don't want to support our dysfunction. We're always the most comfortable in our dysfunction because our body is used to it. But if you just support your dysfunction instead of working to correct it and change it, you're not helping anything. I have seen so many custom-made arch supports which were developed by the doctor or the person who made the custom-made supports to, instead of correcting a dysfunction, to simply accommodate it. We want to get rid of stuff. We just don't want to accommodate it. It's good to have it feel better for a while. And that's why we have arch supports and good shoes and comfortable socks and socks, the kind that wrap around your arch and help hold it a little more securely. All kinds of good things. And you can find them all at footsmartstore.com. And I love the sandals that they have there, because they have some sandals that come with arch supports. And they allow me to keep my good posture, because I have flat feet and one really flat foot, even when I'm wearing sandals. Just love that store, footsmartstore.com. But still, if we can get rid of our pain, so much the better, right? We want to get rid of the causes. Now, one of the causes of pain in your feet, it might be in your heel. And the pain in your heel tends to be caused by about halfway up your calf muscles in the back, there's a trigger point. Trigger points are crabby areas, crabby, mad, crabby, complaining areas that refer to other parts of your body. They cause pain elsewhere. So about midway down the backside of your leg in your calf muscle, there is a trigger point which causes pain in your heel. That's why if you go to a podiatrist or a foot doctor, or even your own doctor, they may advise you, if you have pain in your heel, to stretch your calf muscle. Stretch this out. You can also press on it. For instance, you might, if you can, lift your leg and press that section of your calf where it's tender. It's going to be tender. That's how you'll know you're in the right spot. On your opposite knee. Or you can press it against a tennis ball. A tennis ball is a wonderful tool for trigger point relief. If you have pain that's more on the inside of your heel toward the middle side of your body and also runs down your leg, the back of your leg on the same side, that trigger point or tender area to press into is only about, depending on your height, maybe 4 or 5 inches below your knee. Below the crease of your knee on the middle side of your leg, the side that faces the other side of your body. Did you get that? The middle side of your leg means the side that's closest to your other leg. So slightly toward the back of your leg, but closer to your opposite leg. If you have pain in your arch, could be those arch muscles complaining, and it also could be trigger point up right below the crease of your knee and the back of your leg. If you have some discomfort on that middle side toward the inside of your calf muscle up by your knee, if you have a little uncomfortable wedge, several inches, maybe 3, 4, 5 inches of pain up there, and on the inside back of your heel by your Achilles tendon, and in your arch, a lot of pain in your arch. You may feel all of these areas or not all of them. But if you feel those areas, the trigger point is up on the middle side of your calf muscle. So not the middle of your calf muscle, but toward the middle side of your body, toward the inner side of your leg, under the crease. Now, what if you have pain in your big toe? Well, again, it could be the muscles in your foot, around your foot, and it could be the muscles up on the upper part of your shin, where your shin muscles are. There's a trigger point there that can refer into your big toe. What about if you feel it on the top of your foot, on your other four toes, not the big toe, but the other four toes? Well, then move a little farther down on your shin muscle, and you are going to find a trigger point or tender areas, probably about 5 inches below your knee, 4 or 5 inches. If that's real tender, that may be the trigger point in the muscle that's causing pain in those toes. If you have tarsal tunnel diagnosis, that's a pain syndrome, you can go to simple pain relief.com. www.sacks.com. Scroll down to the categories and look for the foot pain category, and there are several articles there on tarsal tunnel. Now, what if you have pain from bones on the bottom of your foot making contact with the ground? It doesn't feel good. I had that. I hated it. I was like hobbled. We went to Niagara Falls. They gave everybody nice little slip-proof booties to wear down there, but they were like socks. They were like a sock booty. So I had to take off my shoes. I had to hobble down the stairs and across the decks because I had a stupid bone pushing down from the bottom of my toe. One of the toe bones had dropped backward toward the ground. I went to my doctor, and she said, well, I could put a pad under it with a hole in it so I wouldn't feel the bone. You know what? I did that for a little while, and then I thought, what am I doing here? I am accommodating this dropped bone. I'm not fixing it. I'm not correcting it. So it's your body, and you have a smart body, and it wants to be well, but you have to think about, how can I fix my body? What am I doing that my body doesn't like? Do I know why the bone dropped? I do not have a clue. Some ligaments got loose around it, or maybe some muscles. That's my real flat foot. So I started padding that bone up. I made padding under it, and I pushed it up, and I pushed it up, and I kind of wrapped it around my whole foot, so I made an arch, and I kept making an arch, and I kept making those toe bones arch up, because you know you have actually about three arches in your foot. You have your long arch under your foot, but then also your toes are in a more subtle arch too. So I pressed up and I massaged up, and I kept that pad on there all the time, so whenever I walked, it was pushing the bone up back into the foot where it belonged. The bone remembered where it was supposed to be. The muscles and ligaments around it tightened up again. It is not a problem anymore. That's not the only foot issue I have had. If you have a nervy pain when your heel strikes the ground, maybe you're okay when you're wearing shoes, but if you try to walk barefoot, you have a nervy pain when your heel hits the ground. Oh, man, that is... That's not fun either. I had that too. Also in that flat foot. So I had to work on building up my arch again, developing my arch. I wear arch supports, and I wear shoes with arch supports, and I wear sandals with arch supports. And I love my sandals from Foot Smart Store. But I had to work to make the muscle strong again and make that arch muscle smart again. Does it support me when my weight is all on my foot? No, of course not. But it moved the nerve back over. It was enough to move the nerve out of the way and to reposition my heel bone and my feet bones. You see, your feet are smart like the rest of your body. But in the meantime, if you need something to help you out, do it. I'm going to need arch supports till I die. And that's okay, because it lets me walk straight and sturdy, and it keeps me from getting headaches and back pain and a lot of other good things. So I want to thank you for joining me today here at painreliefradio.com. Next week on Thursday, March 11th at 1 p.m. Eastern, we're going to be talking about tension headaches. We're jumping from feet to heads. This is Catherine Merrill. Remember, I'm not a doctor. I'm the pain relief coach. You can get more information about getting rid of your foot pain and other aches and pains naturally at simplepainrelief.com. You can visit our sponsor to find things to help you be comfortable at footsmartstore.com. Today is Thursday, March 4th. Remember to take good care of yourself because you deserve to feel better. Have a wonderful week. Talk with you again next time. Goodbye.